I think he did. Actually, no, I did see a photo of him in the pool.
I think he did.
Yeah, I saw a photo of him in the pool.
Horrifying.
Horror. I'm sure it was.
Oh, you should have seen those trunks. Whoa.
He had trunks on? Wait.
Naked. Fuck naked, sissy.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Naked?
And he could see everything.
His tallywhacker.
Everything.
Now, that would be sort of a, what was it? A buzzer.
Right. Was Big Fatty Gassy in the pool? Did he turn it into a jacuzzi while he was sitting in the pool?
I'm sure.
Y'all.
Well, what was that?
We've spent the past like hour talking about Big Fatty. Can we move on?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Some non-Big Fatty.
Well, he's going to have to play the whole show then at the beginning of his show.
Right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Was Big Fatty Gassy in the pool? Did he turn it into a jacuzzi while he was sitting in the pool?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 265 of the BFO for Monday, the 9th of February, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to tell you about his weekend, and I will be revealing, yes, that's right, I've got it right here. I'll be revealing the Publix coupon of the week. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Did you miss me? Did you miss me? Huh? Did you miss me? Y'all, speaking of did you miss me, I want everybody to go over to the BFO and look what Big Fatty posted over there. Because this has to deal with what Big Fatty did over the weekend. But Larry Cly and I, that almost rhymed. Larry Cly and I, we went to the Whole Foods over the weekend. And Big Fatty got him some soup and some of the fresh orange juice. And y'all, by the way, you may hear Big Fatty's feeling a lot better. And probably part of that is because it went to 73 degrees on Sunday in the Charleston. And the lows are only going to be in the upper 40s and the lower 50s this coming week. So it's going to be in the 70s all week long. So those of you that are in the cold area, don't hate. But y'all, if you'll go over to the BFO, y'all, when we were at the... at the Whole Foods on Saturday night. Y'all, it was an exciting Saturday night. We went to the Whole Foods and Big Fatty bought some soup. And y'all, I posed in the dairy case, not the dairy case, in the frozen food case, the frozen dairy case, with Mountain Jim. And y'all, I'm not sure, but it kind of looks like Big Fatty may have been doing some modeling with his coonskin cap on that carton of Whistling Dixie ice cream. Y'all go over there and take a look at it and see what you think. And Michael from Stuttgart had some very ugly things to say. He says that, oh, obviously Kim Beaver has given me some of those beaver teeth in that picture. And, you know, to that we say finger. And what can I say? Oh, Lord, Jennifer Hudson has won an award on the Grammys. Y'all, I'm going to talk about the Grammys in a few minutes. Now, while I'm over there at the BFO, I'm going to go on over to the listener map because, y'all, I have been alerted that we have a new listener on the listener map now, and it is none other than Mother Teresa. There she is up there posing. She is posing with her... Dixie flag, and Mother Teresa has got the naked, it looks like a mud flap, y'all, to be quite honest with you. It looks like some sort of mud flap on a truck. And although it says that Mother Teresa lives out there in Washington, which we know she doesn't. However, Mother Teresa says, what the hell is a shutout. Oh, Lord. We know what a shut-in is. What the hell is a shout-out? Well, this is a shout-out, Mother Teresa. Yo, yo! Big Fatty was pushing, doing the push-up also there with the hands, you know. Yo, yo! And So, y'all, if you're not over there on the listener map, get your ass on over there. Y'all, while you're over there, go ahead and click on the Daily Mic over there and see who is the shut-in of the week. I'm sorry, the podcasting whore of the week. Yes, that's right. It is that one and only pod whore herself, the Auntie Vera Charles. And she is the podcasting hoe of the week. And what can I say? Just wait. That's all I got to say. Just wait. Y'all, I don't know how to tell you this, but I think this is the best way to do it. Y'all, it is Love Week here on the BFO, and y'all, Big Fatty just loves it when you come over here and loves it when you call in and sends messages and posts things over at the BFO, and, you know, that you just have a good time when you're over here. And the other thing I love is Miss Justin Timberlake, who is on the Grammys right now. And y'all, you're just going to have to excuse me for a second while I just go and oh, look, it's the Jonas Brothers. Time to touch inappropriately. Love American style. That's me and you. Well, y'all, it is Valentine's week this week, or as Big Fatty likes to say, happy VD on this coming Saturday. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has got some big doings for you this week, and I hope that you're going to enjoy them. However, I have a feeling that when these big doings start showing up later in the week, I'm just going to hear the unsubscribing like it's never happened before. And what can I say? Y'all, I went to the Publix today, and I told you I was going to tell you what the coupon was. It was for a 5-pound bag of the Publix sugar for one penny, y'all. And that saved me $2.78. Y'all, I spent $43.78 and I saved $17.85. They had some pretty good sales this week. And to include the Entenmann's donuts, y'all, Big Fatty loves an Entenmann donut. And, you know, I got the chocolate ones, but I don't get the chocolate and chocolate. That's just too much chocolate. And, by the way, I also... I had a coupon also for some NyQuil, and so I used that, and y'all, they had to verify my age and that I was over 18. She did not ask for ID, needless to say. And what else did Big Fatty? Oh, y'all, I got a pork loin today. It was on sale, of course, and cooked it in the cooking bags? Well, Big Fatty, every once in a while, will do a cooking bag. And I did the pork loin in that, and I did some cabbage and some Yukon Gold why am I phlegmy? I shouldn't be phlegmy. Mashed potatoes. And, y'all, it was delicious. I would like to report on the weekend that I did not go out this weekend. I thought it best to... stay in and get the fat health back up to fighting strength, y'all. I had to get back to fighting strength because, y'all, starting Wednesday, Big Fatty is going to be doing the horror. It's going to be Horrorpalooza this week because, you know, y'all, we've got the big horror contest next weekend, and Big Fatty's been working on it all weekend long, been getting the tickets ready. And been getting the all the judging criteria down and everything and figuring up and coming up with the program on the computer so it would add up the scores correctly. Y'all, it took me a while. I usually use the Excel to do the calculations, but I decided, no, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you need to move up to the numbers. So I started to do it in the numbers, and y'all, I could not for the life of me figure out what button I needed to push or what little thing I needed to do. I'm sure it's very simple, and I'm just missing it, but I'm sure that it's It's simple, and I missed it. I said that already, didn't I? But y'all, I could not get it to add up the different columns, and but I finally figured it out. And you know, once you can figure it out, you can always copy and paste in my Mac and get it to work right. Y'all, speaking of Macs, I got a message from the resident historian of the BFO. That would be Brian from Boston, and he was having banjo band problems. Y'all, he was in a tizzy, and I've got. Two more installments of Big Fatty Month stuff that I've got for you to run the rest of Big Fatty Month, which, by the way, you know, is, you know, National Big Fatty Month, Big Fatty History Month. And so that's coming up between now and the 27th. And y'all, since we're talking about the Grammys, I want to do this. Just realized that we weren't talking about the Grammys, but the music started, so now we're talking about the Grammys. Y'all, I was going to ask this question when I was on Archer's show on, when was that? Thursday night, I guess? I don't know, because, you know, he has that fucked up timing thing, but I was going to ask the question, how much the fact that Apple chose Coldplay for that commercial for the Inappropriate Touch or the iPod, I wonder how much that contributed to Coldplay's success and all this kind of stuff. Because, you know, quite frankly, Big Fatty never heard of Coldplay before those Apple commercials. And, you know, It's a snappy little song. Big Fatty will tap his toes to it and all. But y'all, before the Grammys came on Sunday night, well, they had on the 60 Minutes, and they had an interview about Coldplay. And y'all, evidently, they've been very famous over in the UK, in the UK. And y'all, maybe some of the UK listeners over there. I think isn't it Steve in the UK? Stevie in the UK? And I know John from Ely is over there. And it seems like there's somebody else over there in the UK, the UK. Simon used to be over there, but he didn't listen anymore. But is Coldplay big over there? Or, you know, Big Fatty was ready to give all the credit to Apple for Coldplay's success, but evidently they've been very successful despite Apple, because the interview, they never mentioned the Apple snack commercial or anything like that. And what they did before they had the Coldplay on the 60 Minutes, they had that Sully Sullenberger. And I think Sully used to be on the X-Files, but they had that Sully Sullenberger on the, you know, that crashed the plane in the river. Had all those folks on. And y'all, one of those stewardesses, she was in the back of the plane, and she was not a happy camper. She says that her end of the plane hit hard. It hit hard. And y'all, looks like she had been hit hard also. But anyway, it was a real good interview with the Sully Sullenberger. And evidently, it was a very good interview, I have a feeling it will be one of the highest rated 60 minutes. I don't know. Y'all, I just love me some Coldplay. Let's just, and you know, I'm in a Grammy frame of mind. Let's go back and listen some more. I know St. Peter won't call my name, never an honest word, but that was when I ruled the world. Y'all, it is a very unusual week this week, and I think it only appropriate that it start with the full moon today on the 9th. But y'all, we have Abraham Lincoln's birthday on Thursday. That is the 12th. And then, y'all, it is Friday the 13th this week. Friday the 13th this week. Ooh, something unlucky is going to happen. I can just feel it. I can feel it in my bones. It's kind of like the rheumatism, y'all. I can feel it in the bones. And then Saturday, I say Saturday, will be the VD. And so that'll be on Saturday. And oh Lord, the Coldplay is playing on the Emmys, not the Emmys, the Grammys. And then y'all, then President's Day is a week from today on the 16th. And you know, then the official celebration of George Burlington's Wash Day is on the 22nd. So y'all, it is a busy month for this to be the shortest month of the year. Y'all, I got another e-letter from Brian from Boston. You know, he is a self-appointed resident historian of the BFO. And y'all, I just want to tell you, he realizes what a tough job it is to be a historian on a podcast. I mean, y'all, he has done historian work this month. That's all I gotta say. He's done historian work, but I think he loved every second of it. But y'all, I got an e-letter from him saying that he went to lunch with some of his friends and said that he was really looking forward to celebrating George Burlington's Wash Day. And there was a hushed silence. Wait a minute, let me see if I can find that e-letter so I can just read it to you directly. Because, you know, y'all, it made Big Fatty chuckle. It was just a chuckle-thon. I bet I found it in the trash. But Big Fatty, and look in the trash. And, let's see. Oh, he's just complaining about banjo. Oh, here it is. I was at lunch yesterday with my coworkers and mentioned to everyone that I was looking forward to a day off for George Burlington's Wash Day, and they all looked at me funny and then roared with laughter. Thanks, Big Fatty. Y'all, I think everybody should say something like that and see if you can get a roar of laughter from your, oh my God, who is that fat bitch? See if you can get a roar of laughter from your coworkers. Y'all, speaking of your coworkers, I had an instant letter from Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-R.
And y'all, he wants to make up some celebratory cupcakes. Some celebratory cupcakes and bring them into the coal mine. No, I shouldn't say cupcakes. Some celebratory sweeties. And he was asking me if I wanted coconut cupcakes or if I wanted chocolate iced brownies. And y'all, of course, Big Fatty went for the coconut cupcakes because y'all, Big Fatty loves a coconut cupcake. And y'all, what's not to like about a cupcake? And oh dear Gussie. Y'all, before the time gets away from me, I need to share just a cute little story that I heard. Y'all, I was talking about the Grammys with Annie Vera, and she thought it was some award show for old women. And, you know, she was all excited because they were going to give out the Grammys and the Grampies. And I said, no, you see, hag, it's for the music awards. Ugh, Lord. Y'all, I spoke to Miss West over the weekend also. And speaking of inappropriate touching, Big Fatty had none this weekend. However, y'all, with this week starting with a full moon and ending with Friday the 13th and Saturday celebrating a day with the initials VD, don't worry about it.
Was Big Fatty gassy in the pool? Did he turn it into a jacuzzi while he was sitting in the pool?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! We'll be right back. has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.